Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. We welcome you tonight at Blog Talk Radio. Show that you're listening to it, The Rock. No matter what stage of life you find yourself in, Jesus is the rock of all ages. Jesus Christ, the anointed one and his anointing. We do understand the anointing destroys every yoke, removes burden, destroys yoke. We thank God for his faithfulness tonight. We give him praise. But this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, verse 24. This Friday night, May 1st, 2015. This is the 121st day of the year. Tonight, we just cast all our cares upon him, knowing that he cares just for us. My name is Elder Thomas Williamson. So we greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank God for him being our Jehovah Rapha. He is the Lord that heals us. But we just want to thank God for this opportunity to serve you tonight in the word of the Lord. We count it a privilege and an honor. We want to open up with prayer. Go before the throne. Trust in God, for the scripture declares unto him, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy, find grace to help in time of need. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your faithfulness. Thank you for your strength. Thank you, God, that we can call on your name. And before we call, you've already answered. While you're yet speaking, you've heard. Father, we thank you for delivering us, Lord God. Even as your word declares, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Lord, we thank you tonight that your word will not return unto your void, but it shall accomplish that which you please, and it shall. It shall prosper in the thing whereto it is sent. Father, we just thank you tonight. We thank you that we have the victory, God. But we do walk by faith and not by sight. Lord, we just want to thank you and praise you in advance. Oh, God, let it be all of thee and none of us tonight. Glorify yourself. Give us revelation knowledge in your word. God, may the people, the audience, those that hear this word tonight or on a later download will, the lives be changed because of the word of God. Give you all the praise, glory, and honor for the victory. For we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Tonight, for your consideration, I'm going to ask you to open up your Bible to Colossians chapter 3. You're beginning at the 12th verse, Colossians. Chapter 3, verse 12. The scripture declares unto us, put on, therefore, as the elect of God. Now, it is understood that we put on. There are some things God will put on us, but this is understood that we must put on. Or, since we are now elect of God, means chosen one of God, chosen ones of God. So, put on, since we are the chosen ones of God, holy and beloved. Now, holy is one who's set apart for God's use and for his purpose. Beloved means dear one, dear loved one. He said, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies. And we know God's mercy is true because Lamentation 3:22 is faithful to remind us it's of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Passion, they are not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And then the third one, he said, kindness. We are taught in the word of God according to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. And then he said, humbleness of mind. Humbleness. We know the Bible declares in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land. But it's those individuals, those Christians, he said, if my people, that's the condition, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves. It's something special to humble. In a relationship, you have every opportunity to grow when we humble ourselves. And even in our walk with Christ, we must have humility. Remember that keys to an effective relationship are gentleness and humility. We know humbleness is the way that Christ used, because when Christ came on the scene, the scripture declares how Christ set an example for other believers. In Philippians chapter 2, we understand how the scripture says that verse 5, let this mind be in you, which were also in Christ Jesus. What kind of mind did Christ have? He had a mind to please the Father. In John chapter 8, verse 29, he said, I do always those things that please the Father to us. Again, Philippians 2, 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The Bible declares, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. The Bible said, but made himself of no reputation. He didn't try to be a superstar. He wasn't caring about none of that stuff. The Bible says, but made himself no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Bible says, and being found in fashion as a man, what did he do? He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. The Bible said, wherefore God also had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Not only that, but the Bible said, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So you see, Christ set the example of humbleness that we should follow. Praise God. So he said humbleness of mind, and then he said meekness and long-suffering. And these last two we know can be found in the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is recorded in Galatians chapter 5, around the 22nd verse. Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, or self-control. Against such, the Bible says, there is no law. If you're operating in those nine elements of the fruit, then there is no law. All right, verse 13, Colossians chapter 3, again, the Bible says, not only should we put off all these things of the elect of God, but he tells us forbearing one another. Forbearing means to put up. Oh, how many times we as believers have to say, ouch, we have to put up with each other. And it don't mean we put up with foolishness, but it means we're patient with each other while they're going from faith to faith and from glory to glory. So he said, forbearing one another, putting up one with another. And not only do we have to put up with each other, he says, forgiving one another. Let's talk a minute about forgiving one another. If we're going to truly forgive each other, it's because we recognize that if I'm going to forgive a person who have harmed me or hurt me, that I recognize that I myself must make sure I have forgiven those who have wronged me. Sometimes we may remember the faults that people have done, but then when you think about the love of God, how he loved us, even when we weren't thinking about him and we didn't have him on his mind, he had us on his mind by giving us his son. The Bible declares in John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The Bible declares also in Romans 5 and 8, but God commended or demonstrated his love towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. He died for us. So when we didn't even have him on our mind, he demonstrated. When we think about forgiving one another, we might call to mind Jesus had gave us in the model prayer in Matthew chapter 6. And in Matthew chapter 6, he was teaching on this Sermon on the Mount. But he talks about in this prayer, the model prayer, some people call it the Lord's Prayer. It's really not the Lord's Prayer. You might find that one in John chapter 17. But we're talking about the model prayer that we use when he said, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, or holy is your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, which means we got to get the word of God. He wasn't just talking about our natural food, because we understand he told us man should not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth out of the mouth of God. But anyway, he said, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us, and forgive us our debt as we forgive those who are indebted towards us. So it's a condition, it's a reciprocal. And in school, we learned that reciprocal means, you know, what happened one way can happen another way. It goes the same way. Then he said, lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Why? For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, he continued on after that prayer by saying, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But he gives us the reciprocal side, the other side. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So you see the importance of forgiving if you're going to grow and be fruitful in your relationship toward the Lord. So Jesus had a lot to say about forgiveness, and we don't want to just get stuck there, but I just wanted to highlight that. So he says we should forbearing one another, which means put up with one another, forgiving one another. Then he said, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Notice that again, he said, if any man have a quarrel against any, a quarrel, a fight, an argument, strife. You know, in our day, we see how the enemy is one desiring to take the peace away. And if it can get you to fight, disagree about anything, he's a compass. His job is to conquer and divide. But we have to resolve as believers that we understand that we are called to empowerment. Amos chapter 3, verse 3, it says, can two of you walk together except you be agreed? Can two of you walk together? How can two of you walk together except you be agreed? Amos 3, 3. So it is necessary for us to understand. Now, you agree with the word of God, and I'm understanding that also in our day that the word of God will bring a separation, because a lot of times the people are not ready to receive all the word. They're not ready for the word to truly change them, because if they do, the word is going to cause for them to be accountable. You know, God wants us to grow up and be strong in him. That's why he tells us in Ephesians 6, verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So we understand that it's so precious to walk in agreement. As much as life in you, and there's some things that go beyond your control, but as much as life in you, you want to walk, agree with God's word. So this word will bring a separation. In Matthew chapter 18, I wanted to look at this, Matthew chapter 18, and look at verse 18, the Bible says here. Matthew 18:18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So, in other words, you got to have somebody that agrees when you're praying for certain things to happen. You know, I'm believing God not only for healing for my body, but in my mental and emotional area, because he's Jehovah Rapha. So if somebody is in agreement with him, they're going to agree with the word of God. They're going to speak the word of God. If you don't know what to say, get your Bible out. And the way they got most of these Bibles now, you got to do a topic. They got them broken down by topics. And you don't know how to pray, just take the word and read it before the Lord. Remind him of what he said. The scripture says again, I say unto you, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, the Bible says, it shall be done for them from my Father which is in heaven. Or where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I, there am I in the midst of them. Jehovah Shammah, he's there. What circumstances you have that God's not there? God is able to deliver you. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:20, now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church throughout all ages, world without end. Amen and amen. Colossians chapter 3, verse 14, the Bible says, and above all these things, put on charity, put on love, put on love. Not lust, but put on love. See, love gives, lust gets. The Bible says, which is the bond of And if I'm walking in love, I'm going to do. That's what we just established there, talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. See, love hinges. The rest of those fruits hinge off love. If you got love, you'll have joy. If you got love, you'll have peace. And if you have love, you'll find yourself being patient. Now, those two have to be developed. You might think in your natural mind when a baby is born, if the boy or girl, the little boy or girl is born healthy, they may have all their parts. They have all their parts, but they're just not developed. So, the Apostle Paul attributed a lot about love when he wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And we're going to look at what love does if we truly got it. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I want to look at verses 4 through 8a. Notice what he said love does. He says love suffer long. That means it's patient. Then he said, number two, love is kind. Now then he said, love envy not. Number four, he said, love vaunt not itself. Then he says, number five, love is not puffed up. It's not rude. He says, number six, he says, love does not behave itself unseemly. He says, the next one, love seeketh not her own. It's not selfish, in other words, not thinking about I all the time. You know, there was a bun billing pool in the Bible. In Luke chapter 12, verse 16 through 21, in that parable, or in that story, that man said I six times. He did not acknowledge God in no way. He said, because he had a lot of money. So we can't get caught up in what we got, because what we got, God gave us. Who we are, God made us to be. So he said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take all my goods. I'm going to store it up. But he didn't seek the Lord. And when you don't seek God about what to do, you always will be in trouble. He said, I so much so that God told him in his own voice. God said, the scripture said, but thou fool, this night your soul shall be required of thee. And whose things will these be? So we recognize we got to acknowledge the Lord based upon Proverbs 3:5. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. But he said, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So he says back in 1 Corinthians 13, love does not behave itself unseemly. It seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked. Is not easily provoked. The Bible says love thinketh no evil. The Bible says love rejoices not in iniquity, but it rejoiceth in the truth. You can know something bad about a person, it may be true, but love don't rejoice in that. You begin to pray for people. All of us have faults. The Bible says, according to Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So, love not only rejoices in the truth, but the Bible said, love beareth all things. Put up with a lot of stuff. Love leaveth all things. Love hopeth all things. Love endureth all things. And then in 1 Corinthians 13:8, he said, love never fails. Now, in the King James, it uses charity. But charity means love. Love never fails. He tells us whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, the Bible says it shall vanish away. Say, the scripture declares unto it, therefore we know in part and we understand, or we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. And then he declares unto us, dropping down, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:13, and now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three. But the greatest of these is love. So you can have everything you want, but if it does not operate in love, you got nothing to show for it. All right, going back over to Colossians chapter 3, our scripture for the nine main theme scripture, Colossians 3 and verse 15. He said, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. He said, let the word of Christ, excuse me, let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body. Now, what this means here is that we should let the peace of God act as an umpire. And if you're familiar with baseball, I don't assume that people are. So baseball is a game whereby we have umpire who calls the balls and strikes. Call whether you are safe or whether you are out. And his word is the final rule in a play. Sometimes they may miss it. Sometimes they'll get it right. But the umpire calls the balls and strikes. What is the umpire we have as believers? It's called our conscience. Our conscience will tell us when we have gotten off. Now, our conscience along with the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit will lead us and bring all things that's true to our remembrance. So, he said, the peace of God, let it act as an umpire. Let it rule in your heart. That's why everything starts in your heart, because you are not right until your heart, you have that peace resting upon your soul. You remember Jesus told us in Matthew 11:28, to come unto him, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and you get rest. You can only get rest, his peace, when you accept his word. When you not only accept his word, but obey his word. Many of God's people want the blessing, power meant to prosper, but then they don't want to obey. But your conscience will lead you, as you're led by the Holy Ghost, he'll lead you into what is right, because he'll tell you when things are uncomfortable, and when you know that you've gotten out of bounds. But you got to surrender to him. So he said, let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. We must have gratitude in every element of prayer. We should not only ask God for what we want, but we should have an element of thanksgiving. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, the Bible says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing or pray continuously. Then he said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Well, he said, in every circumstance. Now, he didn't say it always felt good, but he said, in everything or every circumstance, give thanks. But this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In Colossians 3:16, the Bible says, and let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. I'm persuaded that the enemy don't want us to get the word. He'll let us sit up and watch all kinds of stuff, and you won't even get sleepy. But when you get to the word, notice how your body is just, you're ready to go to sleep. But he said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom. Of course, if you don't have wisdom, consider James 1:5, when he says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God to give it to all men liberally and abrade it not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask how? In faith. Nothing wavering, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. You see, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 3:13, happy is the man that findeth wisdom. You want wisdom? Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in abundance, in the overflowing, in all wisdom. He said, teaching and admonishing, teaching and encouraging one another in psalms. This is why we always start out with, this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You find psalms, not only songs, but hymns. Sometimes you might sing one of them songs, I love the Lord. Why? Because he heard my cry. Hallelujah. So you're saying, he says in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Now, how do you find a spiritual song? A spiritual song is those that's based upon the word. Not songs like I'm going up on the rough side of the mountain. Now, listen, I know people sing that song, but that's not scripture. We have to sing songs that is built upon the word of God, because he never told us to climb the mountain. He told us to speak to the mountain, and the mountain shall be removed. So we sing spiritual songs, songs that are based upon the word. Then he said, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Singing with grace into your heart to the Lord. So you're doing it as unto God. And then finally, Colossians 3:17, the Bible says, and whatsoever ye shall do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Notice that again, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name, ooh, glory, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Not only that, but he said, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Whatever we do, whether it's singing, preaching, teaching, most of all, even living right, we need to do it as unto the Lord. Journey with me to 2 Peter right quick, chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. And let's look at what the word of God says. It says 2 Peter chapter 1, and we'll finish up with this for tonight. In verse 5, the Bible says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Do that again. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. That by these, the Bible says, you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now, I actually started at verse 4, so I told y'all 5. 2 Peter 1 and 4. Then the Bible says, verse 5, and besides this, given all diligence, he said, add to your faith virtue. The Bible said, and to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, and that word is again, love or charity. The Bible said, for if ye, excuse me, but if these things be in you and abound, he said, it make you that you should neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. The Bible says, wherefore the brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, you should not, or you should never fall. Notice verse 10 again. Wherefore, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. But if you do these things, you should never fall. We know that Jude chapter 1, verse 24 and 25 says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and ever. Amen. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. Thank you for your faithfulness, encouraging us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for being our shield, our glory, the lift up of our head. Thank you for being a mighty deliverer, God, for we walk by faith and not by sight. God, I thank you for the anointing that destroys every yoke. Lord God, we thank you. We love you, God. Lord, your word declares, is any among you sick? Let them call for the elders and let them pray over and anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. And if you have committed sin, they shall be forgiven. God, help us to display love. You have entrusted in us a great task. Lord, we honor you for your faithfulness, God. We thank you for what you're doing. Lord, we just give you all the glory and honor and praise. Tonight we cast all our cares upon you, for you cared just for us. We thank you for the victory. Pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, praise God for the word of God tonight. We thank God that this is a pressing way. I press my way. And we just love the Lord. And I just declare the month of May, miracles are yours. Miracles are yours. Just want to remind you that we're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for sending us help to get these shows organized for tonight. So I thank God for Sister Felicia helping us in the studio tonight. Thank God for the hand that served. So we're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, right here at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time. If you desire to listen to us on the web, you may join us by visiting www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus2010. Didymus is spelled D-I-D-Y-M-U-S 2010. So that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus2010. There you can listen to tonight's broadcast or download previous ones at your convenience. Well, everyone, be encouraged this weekend. We're going to sign off for tonight. We want to speak a blessing over you. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 26 declare, "The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, give thee peace." This is Elder Thomas Williams reminding you that Jesus is Lord, and be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. This has been our broadcast for Friday night, May 1st, 2015, the 121st day of the year. God bless everyone. Have a great weekend in Jesus' name. Good night, everyone.